The Syrian civil war has led to a humanitarian crisis, with the number of Syrian refugees now topping 3 million and a further 6.5 million displaced within Syria, according to the UN. The feature piece for this week's edition of The Daily focuses on Syrian journalism student Ayed Herrera, who recently moved to Montreal. McGill Daily contributor Yasmin Masiman sat down with Ayed to talk about his last few years living in Syria, his time in Lebanon, and the process of moving to Canada.
My name is Yasmin Masiman, and I'm here with Ayed Herrera. Ayed has recently moved to Canada from Syria and is residing here in Montreal. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I moved here to Canada, not from Syria, directly to Canada. I was living in Beirut for the last 2 years. Yeah, I was living in Beirut. Before that, I was working and living in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, I arrived in Canada before 4 months.
Tell us a little bit about growing up in Syria. You said before that you grew up in Damascus.
Yeah, I born in Damascus,
mm-hmm.
and I went to school in Damascus, and graduated from the high school in also Damascus. University, I spent 3 years in journalism and media section in University of Damascus, and I couldn't complete, so I...
Because of?
Yeah. The last year I couldn't because the war, the revolution over there. The half of Syrian are...
Dispersed, yeah.
Yeah, out of Syria. So, and actually we are not living in the same planet. In the another planet.
And where did you publish these articles?
Yeah, actually, there was a website called All for Syria. Yeah, it was the famous, this website, since 2002, I think. It belonged to Mr. Ayman Abdel Noor. He's engineering.
Uh-huh.
He was studying in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first period of the president, it was the reform period, as they say. This man, who is the manager of this website, was working inside the Syria,
mm-hmm.
and trying to appear some freedom or liberty or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just a few days or a few months later, a lot of educated young people put in the job, and nothing has been changed. So this website, actually I wrote don't know how many articles, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many, but it's, don't know. And this is in the first period. After that, no, I stopped.
Okay.
After actually the last of 2011, after the revolution changed to the armed revolution, when they got weapon.
Yeah, and you were telling me before we started our interview a bit about your last class at university in Syria.
Yeah.
So
it was in the July 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The last week in July, I was attending the, I forgot the name of the subject, and the battles around the university, bombing here, bombing there, your desk shaking, and you can hear nearly the sound of fire shooting by Kalashnikov.
Mm-hmm.
You can see by your eyes the military and the intelligence member surrounding, checking the people, checking the students, who is in, who is out. Yeah, and it was so stressed and so scary over there. You can see the smoke. all over the sky. Yeah, it was the last day. It was remaining one also subject, mm-hmm. but it's canceled. The university mm-hmm. canceled, and I moved to Lebanon the next day.
And were the bombings, were they reported in the media? Were they?
No.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because it was not allowed in the first period. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to any media in the world to mm-hmm. get in. After some month, the supporting regime media just came in, and also it's not works with the regime because they are reporting what they think is good, but it's not good for the regime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the official channels of Syria, since it's nothing. They have a slogan over there, like it's done, it's finished. In the first period, no nothing, there is nothing, just propaganda from here and there, the enemies, Israel, America, you know, this stuff.
Moving to Beirut, what were you doing in Beirut?
I moved to Beirut in 2011, in October or
mm-hmm.
November.
Mm-hmm.
I got cancelled in Dubai
mm-hmm.
after the revolution began. Actually, out of Syria, had cancellation from...
Cancellation from a job or...?
From the job school? And the visa.
Okay, visa.
Yeah, yeah.
By the government?
Actually, in all the Arabian Gulf
okay.
countries.
Okay.
So, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and... a lot of Syrians faced this. After the cancellation, I moved to Beirut. Actually, nothing in Beirut, just spent time to move to Canada.
And tell me a little bit of what it's like being a Syrian, living in Beirut as a Syrian, because I've been to Lebanon before, like after the crisis has started, and I know there's like a lot of tension right now between Syrians and Lebanese.
Yeah. Actually, the crisis between Syria and Lebanon, it's from, I think, 30, more than 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
35, since 76.
Yeah.
The Lebanese got so sensitive from the strong neighbor, Syria. And after that, becoming to be more sensitive about the Syrian people also. Now, actually, because of all of this, you saw what you saw in what you see in the television about the they are attacked some Syrian, and they Syrian cannot do anything in Lebanon. Just they are running away from the war in Syria.
Yeah, and they're over how many million are there in there now?
There, in
lots
Lebanon.
In Lebanon.
Yeah, UN said in the end of 2013, it was around 900,000 or
yeah.
more. This is not real because not all the Syrian...
Are documented, yeah.
Yeah, not documented.
And your family, are they still in Syria?
No, they are here.
They're, all of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay, so, you know... Your parents, your wife, your...
Yeah. My parents and my wife. Actually, I got married in the first of this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. After the exception of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
After we passed the interview in
mm-hmm.
in Canadian Embassy in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got approved. Yeah.
You met her in Syria or Lebanon?
No, Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she Syrian as well?
Yeah.
And do you still know people that are in Syria right now?
I have people there.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends, a lot of cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over there. I'm in touch with them.
Yeah. And
actually, every day.
They're in Damascus?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they telling you from... is happening right there right now?
No need to, because they feel scary to say anything on the phone.
Yeah.
Or on the Skype or anything.
Yeah.
No need to tell me because I can hear what is happening there.
What do you mean?
Actually, the fighter plane can hear the sound of the fighter plane, and you can hear the rockets of this, you can hear the bombing, you heard me, a lot of weapons, and they can tell you this is rocket, this one bomb, this one from the fighter plane. Yeah, it's a lot in this time. It's so sensitive. A lot of battles going on now around the capital and inside.
Mm-hmm.
Not inside. In the side of the
city.
Around me, yeah.
Yeah.
The first inside.
And so how is your family and you, how have you guys been settling into Canada?
Yeah, we like the the first thing that you feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing that you feel that you can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel that you are human here. I am living in near to Guan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now I'm studying French courses.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm planning to improve my English because it's so bad.
It's very good.
Yeah. to complete my study.
Yeah.
In Concordia. For now.
Journalism, right?
Yeah, journalism, of course.
Yeah.
I am in 30 years old.
Okay.
And I feel like I lost a lot of things. I should be here from 15 years old. Maybe from the beginning. Yeah, so I have a heavy duty to do.
Thank you very much. It was very nice talking to you.
Me too.
That was a conversation between Syrian journalism student Ayed Herrera and McGill Daily contributor Yasmin Mossiman.